And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush. Randy's on the golf course this morning. Hopefully he's having a great day and going to shoot a good score. We welcome you to our program. Our guest this morning is John Ulness. John is with the Ulness Health Insurance Wellness Center here in Appleton, and we're going to meet John in just a few minutes. But I'd like to tell you a little bit about the score chapter. At BizTalk, we like to talk about business, local business, and promote business. We like to bring you, the listening audience, some helpful information that will help you to decide should you start your business, and if you did start your business and you're in business, how can I grow it to be more successful? At SCORE, we have a chapter headquarters in Appleton at the Chamber Building. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 45 mentors, volunteers, who are willing to provide you with free advisory services and counseling on various topics that might be impactful in your business. Those topics can include marketing, accounting, banking, cash flow, intellectual properties, IT, retailing, strategic planning. If you have a challenge, if you have a question about what do you do with your business or how do you start your business, please look us up on the web at foxcities.score.org. Fill out an application right there on the web requesting a mentoring session. When you fill out that application, be sure to be as articulate as you can describing the need you have so we can assign the best mentor to your need. And the mentoring is for the life of your business. It's not just for one time. So if you have a question, look us up at SCORE, foxcities.score.org, and we'd be very happy to meet with you and help you out. In addition to the mentoring that we do, SCORE also offers a number of seminars and educational forums throughout the year. We just completed a Simple Steps program this past Wednesday. We're starting another one in Fond du Lac on September 17. And those are 5 parts. It's $25 per session. You don't have to attend all 5. You can pick and choose. And they're going to start on September 17. That's a Wednesday, September 24, October 1, October 8, and October 15. You can learn more about that session at foxcities.score.org. You can register there, and you can pay to prepay to sign up and register if you'd like to do that. The topics are, real briefly, the first session is we're just going to talk about what does it mean to go into business. A lot of questions. A lot of people don't understand what's involved. It's a great conversation for 3 hours, and we're going to have some professionals there who can help answer some of those questions. The second session is basically deciding, now I'm going to start my business. Should it be an LLC, a sole proprietor, a partnership, C-Corp? How should I organize and structure my company? The third session is social media, getting the word out there, promoting the products and services that you're going to offer. And the fourth session is a review of a case study, financial statements, balance sheet, income statement, statement of cash flows. We walk through it step by step, simplify it, demystify it, so you can understand how balance sheets and income statements work. And then the session number 5 is where do you find the money? We talk about how do you approach a bank or an investor, might be your parents, might be a friend or brother, sister. How do you put together a business plan with the financial numbers that make sense and present it to someone to get the money? And where can you find the money? That's the Simple Steps program. Also on September 17th, out at the Bordini Center, starting at 7:30 registration in the morning, starts at 8 o'clock till 11, we're going to have the Affordable Health Care Act seminar encore presentation. We did this in May, on May 6th. John Ulness, Kurt Haling, and Linda Hines were the panel members and did the presentations. It was very well received, and they asked to bring that back again. The audience wanted that back, so we're bringing it back September 17 at the Bordini Center. The cost is $15. Again, you can learn more about this seminar and register at foxcities.score.org. And we'd also like to say thank you to our sponsors. We couldn't do the show without them, and we really appreciate the support that they extend to the SCORE chapter and to BizTalk. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Haling CPAs, Epiphany Law, our newest sponsor, Bank First National, and we're certainly glad to have them on board. We appreciate their support. We also want to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh, Mike Pulvermacher and his team, built the website for BizTalk. It's at biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to listen to some archived radio programs going back 4 years, you can visit us at biztalkwithscore.com and listen to your favorite guests talk about their business. And we'd also like to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader, and Larry Dash at the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or going to go into business and not subscribe to The Business News, you really should be. For $20 a year, it provides you with a lot of helpful information that you can use to make your business more successful and really know what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to talk to John Ulnis, and we'll start the show, and we'll be giving out the phone numbers to ask you to call in with questions. You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town.
Pennies from heaven. Scooby-dooby-doo. Good morning, John.
Morning, Tony.
John Ulnis from Ulnis Health Insurance Wellness on North Superior Street.
Ulnis Health Insurance Wellness.
Right across from the Post Crescent building, right?
Correct. Insurance is doing more things to keep people well these days than ever before.
Yep. Well, tell us about John Ulnis. When did you get started in the business, John? When did you start your business, and what do you do there? What do you offer?
My business started in 2000, so we've been there 14 years, right downtown Appleton, and I used to travel the country in a sales and marketing position and made a career change looking at solving some of the challenges that healthcare and health insurance face. So we're working on many innovative things, working with all the changes that are happening. But in the last 14 years, it's been quite a ride as far as the changes that are happening. And right now, it's like Christmas every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, you and I met each other probably 2003 when I started my business, and I needed health insurance. And I didn't know where to go, and someone said, go talk to John Ulnis. I said, who's John Ulnis? And he said, well, he's over on North Superior Street. But you provided an excellent service for me at the time because I was no longer covered by a group health plan, and you did a really nice job of finding an insurance company where I could obtain an individual plan at a reasonable rate. Is that one of the services you offer? I know you do a lot of things at your firm. Is that what you still do that?
Yes, Tony. That's one of the big things that we do, and it's a big change for people that have always had group health insurance. They never really had to worry about what it costs. They knew that they had their health insurance card. They knew they paid a copay. They really didn't pay attention to how much money they paid for the premium off their payroll check. So people that have never done that, it's as one lady said, I need to sit down to look at these prices. So what we do is try to look at, you know, what is insurance? How can we design the insurance plan that makes it very affordable, at the same time provides the proper protection?
I know that I had a very positive experience, excuse me, and then when I hit that magical age of 65, I went on to Medicare. And once again, you were very helpful for my wife, Peg, and me to understand making the right choices going from an insurance plan to Medicare, because it's not easy to go through all of those options yourself. You need to talk to someone who really knows what the back alleys are like.
Yes, we do Medicare as well as individual health for families. And when it comes to Medicare, there's a story I like to tell. It's 1966, July. My grandma is taking this card and flashing around all my uncles and aunts, and she's saying, can you believe this? For $3, I have health insurance. And she was paying much more to a Blue Cross Blue Shield product. So that 1966 in July was the beginning of Medicare, and really did not change much for 40 years until 2006, when a big change happened with the Part D drug plan being offered. Mm-hmm. And then in 2004, as a result of that same legislation, we now have Part C plans, you know, Medicare Choice, or they now call them Medicare Advantage. There's more advantages. You don't need to have a supplement, or they also refer to as private Medicare plans. So when it comes to Medicare, there's a lot to look at, and I would not recommend people to do that on their own because there's so much that they really should know about.
Well, that certainly invites the question, John. Where can folks reach you? How do they get a hold of you?
We have a website, allnesshealth.com. Our phone number is 735-2852.
I'm sorry, that was too, I didn't write that down fast enough. What was that number again?
735-2852.
Great.
Just for you, Tony. And then listen, we're also, people are familiar with, the Paper Valley Hotel downtown.
Yes.
Appleton. We're also at the farm market every Saturday. So that runs the end of June until March. And yes, we do go inside. It's inside the Appleton, the city center. So that's through the end of March, where we are available for anybody that has questions about any health insurance.
Are you there during the whole market, the whole farmer's market time?
It's 8 o'clock till 12:30 every Saturday.
And you're by the Paper Valley there?
Our office is just a block north of the Paper Valley Hotel off of College.
Yep, but when you're at the farmer's market, you have a booth in the farmer's market?
We're right in the at the city center, right in the center of the College Avenue.
Okay, that's great. Now, in addition to the individual things we've talked about, John, you also are a good educator. I mean, you've been very involved in the movement, I guess, or the industry. You've been involved in the governor's panel level on healthcare. You've networked with a lot of people, and you also work with business owners.
Yes, I had a chance to be the state ledge chair for our professional organization, Health Underwriters, and for 2 years I got to go to Madison, I got to go to D.C., really get an inside look at how legislation works. I'm also...
I won't ask you, John. Just keep going.
Well, 60 days into my health insurance license and working this business, I just like, this system's built the wrong way. So the big thing the healthcare law does is it forces many of us to change, the providers, the insurance companies, drug companies, we as consumers, so because the cost cannot go higher.
Correct. Yeah. So finally, before we take our break, I want to emphasize to the listening audience again, I did it in the intro, you're one of the three panelists who are going to be participating in our SCORE Healthcare Seminar being held on September 17th at the Bordini Center. You have the insurance expertise. Kurt Haling is the accountant. He's going to have a real good perspective from the business owner's point of view and how to budget and what the costs are. And then the keynote speaker is Linda Hines, who comes from Ellsworth, Wisconsin, who's a nationally recognized trainer of not only small business owners but insurance brokers on dealing with the Health Care Act. She did a really nice job. All three of you did a great job on May 6th, and we really appreciate your support, John, for the SCORE chapter and participating in that seminar.
You're very welcome, Tony, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah.
Linda Hines, I've known Linda for 13 years, mm-hmm. and she's just phenomenal when it comes to explaining IRS code, making it understandable for employers. She has programs where she pretty much is like a back HR office.
Mm-hmm.
All these reports that now government requires and the Department of Labor, when they do their audits, you've mm-hmm. got to... You have to present these different documents, otherwise you could be fined. So she does a tremendous job in updating everybody. Kurt does a great job as well, and I call myself on the front line sometimes because I get to sit down with people and get to hear their stories and what's going on
and educate them and help them out
and the questions they have. Correct.
I would say this about you, John. I think your passion to help people out is what's driving your business. That's probably what really triggered you to get into this.
We really enjoy it, and I wish. Yep. I'd done this my whole career, but yes, we really enjoy what we do.
Well, we're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to give out those phone numbers. We'd invite you to call in, and we have a giveaway for people who call in today. We've got a little gift for you. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
You never give me your money.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. My name is Tony Bush, and in the studio with me is John Ulness. John is the owner of Ulness Health Insurance Wellness, and we're going to be talking about the Affordable Care Act, insurance in general, insurance for individuals, insurance for business. So if you have a question for John, please give us a call. It's a good time to ask a question at 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. John, can you give us a brief update on what's the latest on the Affordable Care Act? Where does it stand right now? And this might be a nice intro for the upcoming seminar on September 17. But where are we today?
Right now we are in the special enrollment period, so only people that have a special enrollment can enroll into a plan right now. So that's a big thing. A lot of people thought they could just hop on, hop off, but that's not the case. They need to have a special enrollment. And what that means is they have to either move, get married, have a baby, lose a job, gain a job, all these different qualifying events. As far as updates, the website has been working. That was always a big contention of whether it works or not, so it has been working. Our concern is the big date that's coming up is November 15th, and that's when all of the new plan information for 2015 will be available. And it's really a tight time frame from November 15th to December 15th, 30 days for people that want to pick a different plan that will start January 1st. Now, the entire enrollment period is going to be November 15th until February 15th. But each month, as people enroll, it'll start the first of the next month. Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening. There's some things that have worked really well. People really like to have the standardized benefits, so they don't have to guess on what the plan covers. Question people ask, what is this covered? Well, with the new law, we know that everything medically is pretty much covered. Pharmacy is covered. Maternity is covered. Mental health, which was another area that had limits to it, is all covered now. Mm-hmm. So the individual and family plans, we have plans on the exchange or in the marketplace. We have plans off, and the reason to go on the marketplace is to gather and get these premium credits that are available for people with incomes below the 400% of the federal poverty level. So those are things we talk about at the seminar, and we've got handouts that make it very easy to understand.
Mm-hmm. We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Dick. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
You have a question for John?
Yeah, I have a question for John. John, I'm thinking about starting my own auto repair shop, and I don't anticipate having more than one or two other mechanics other than myself. Should I be concerned about Obamacare?
I don't know why you would be. Obamacare would actually help you and your employees. You can form a group plan. That's one of your options, or you and your employees could all have individual plans. So the big change is that all the underwriting goes away. Where people had a certain health condition, cancer, heart conditions, they could be turned down, and we always had the high risk pool for them. But now underwriting is gone. So one of your employees can get cancer, and they're going to get insurance.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling, Dick. Good question. In terms of the timeline you mentioned, John, from November 15 to December 15, people need to make decisions within that period of time.
If they want a January 1st start date, and most people do because the calendar year it follows the deductible.
Sure.
You could start one deductible January, February, and then start another one if you got the plan later.
What if they don't make a decision by December 15?
Well, December 16th, and the plan would start on February 1st.
So it's just delayed a month then. And then each month after that's another month delay?
Correct. And the last day right now is February 15th. So March 1st would be the last start date during this annual enrollment period.
Okay. So there is a window of time there. It's just they might lose a month or two if they delay making a decision.
Right? Yes. Yeah. Okay. So and people that already have plans, so they will be able to just continue on. They'll get a notice probably right around November 15th as to what changed for their plan, any premium changes, any changes in deductible plan design.
Okay.
And they can say, well, I'm fine with that. It just continues on.
Okay.
So that's going to be so people don't, not everybody has to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
But it's people that say, listen, I got in the wrong plan. I want to go to a different plan. Now is the time that time from December 15th to February 15th.
If you have a question for John on the Health Care Act or your own general question about your situation, we don't want to get into a lot of details on the air, call us at 281-1150 or outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. And for those who call in, we have a free copy of Winning Ways for Life. It's a book that was written by one of our SCORE mentors, Mong Nguyen. And it's a book named Winning Ways for Life. It's a story of Nguyen's life, actually, and how he suffered some really difficult times in his life. He rebounded. And the theme of the book is two things. It's a balance between spiritual and financial security in your life. And it also is a very good definition. It's got a lot of definition of what are trusts, what are wills. what's all these different terms that you run across in financial planning. He defines them very well in his book. So if you call in with a question, we'll give you a free copy of that. John, can we talk a little bit about you hear about the bronze, the silver, the gold, and the platinum programs. What does that mean? That's not a credit card. That's something to do with how much they're going to cover in healthcare costs?
It's actuarial values, Tony. So what it tries to do is tries to compare apples with apples. So you have different insurance companies out there, and they will offer different levels of, we call them metallic plans. So the bronze plan is the lowest lowest premium, highest deductible type plans. The platinum, that's going to be the best coverage, the highest premium. But actuarial, I'll give the example of platinum. The actuarial value is 90%. So a real simplistic example would be if you have a $10,000 bill and you have a platinum plan, that plan is going to cover roughly 90%, so you'd only owe about $1,000.
Okay.
And take a bronze plan, you had a $10,000 bill, it's 60%, so the plan's going to pay $6,000 roughly, and you're going to pay $4,000. Now, that's a real simplistic explanation of it.
That's kind of similar to the way the healthcare plans used to work, isn't it? At least individual plans. If I paid a higher premium, I got more coverage when I had a health claim.
Correct.
If I paid a lower premium because I'm healthy and I don't really go to the doctor a lot, I may take the lower premium so I don't have a risk of having a claim. So, people will have to make those decisions, right?
Correct. And right now, people are looking really closely at the premium savings. So does it make sense to be paying $3,000 a month so you can have no deductible? And they're looking at the savings. Well, I can have a $10,000 deductible and only pay $600 a month.
Sure.
There's a lot of savings there.
But what's important, I think, is people need to sit down with someone like you and walk through the scenarios and make an educated, informed decision.
Absolutely. There's no extra cost because how do we get paid? How do we make our living? When you pick a plan through us, the company that you signed up with will pay us a few dollars each month. We become your agent. We provide customer service on an ongoing area. So,
how can a client lose by coming to visit with you?
No, and people are surprised that there's people like us out there. So licensed insurance agents, there's many of us out there, and you want to find people that are certified and are licensed.
We have another caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Nick. You have a question for John? Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
You have a question for John, Nick?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually I'm returning to graduate school, and I just got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I just signed up for one of these plans yesterday, actually. And due to my situation where my wife won't be making any money quite yet, and I'm not making any money either, I got signed up with what seems like a spectacular deal where through what's called Intella, I pay like $43 a month, and then I have a Blue Cross plan that covers just about everything with a $250 out-of-pocket, and that's only $9 a month because of the $125 subsidy I got. But my main question is if my wife ends up making more than the $22,000 that I estimated, was that plan going to change? And how much time do I have to tell them if she does make more?
Nick, you want to call the 800 number, healthcare.gov, after that happens. And they're looking at calendar years because we file our taxes on a calendar year. So it happened that your income, your household income, is going to go up substantially in 2015, you'd want to contact them and just say that, my income is going to be this level. And then they would adjust your credit. So your credit would go down with higher income. And the other thing that you're getting is cost sharing. That's why you have such a low deductible. So the cost sharing might be adjusted as well.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good question, Nick. Thanks for calling in. John, we were talking about the metallic plans, the bronze, the silver, the gold, and the platinum. And are those group plans or are those individual plan options?
Both.
Both. So an individual or a group could have that.
All the insurance companies are designating their plans because they have to show the actuarial value of them.
Okay. What is the difference then, and this might be a real simple question, but some folks out there might not know it. What is the difference between a group plan and an individual plan?
That's a good question, Tony.
It is.
Because most people think group plans are lower cost.
Okay.
You spread the concept, you spread the risk and all this. But you look at large companies like General Motors, and they also have very high healthcare costs. So individual plans are plans where you can buy into as an individual, but the insurance companies are going to basically put you in a pool of people that are in that same plan. So in a sense, you're kind of part of a group when you're an individual. Whereas a group plan, a small employer, large employer, you know, they'll set up their insurance plans based on their employees and their dependents.
That group of employees. So, like, I was an individual participant, and I'm put into a group, but I don't have a risk. The insurance company can't come and say, Tony, we're raising your premium. There's a defensive mechanism to protect the individual, isn't there?
That's correct. And then that never was the case either, so you never could be singled out.
Right. I know there was a fear of that happening because I wasn't a part of a an employer group someplace. Now I'm on my own and I'm an individual. Gosh, if something happens, my rates are going to go up. But they can't, at least for a year, right?
Each year at annual renewal, that's when the insurance commissioner looks at the different insurance companies, the plans that they have. They look at their claims loss ratios to see how much they need to raise the premium or, you know,
for
adjust
the whole group.
For the whole group. So if you're part of this group and the cost goes up 10%, well, it's going up for everyone.
Sure. Yep. And in terms of being the in a group plan, the premiums have to be paid every month, or can you pay your premiums annually, or is there any?
Most people pay premiums once a month.
Okay.
I like to relate it to a cell phone bill. Because people are like, what's the premium? Well, the premium is you pay this so you have the insurance in force. So if something happens to you, you're covered. And many people realize when you don't pay your cell phone bill, well, the cell phone does not work.
True. And you got to pay your insurance bill. Can they just drop you if you don't make a premium payment?
After a 30-day grace period, and anybody that receives a premium credit, it's up to 90 days. But we encourage everyone to stay current. It's just
absolutely
good for everyone.
Absolutely. In terms of the, the Affordable Care Act, what are the options to the Affordable Care Act? There's a state program. Some states have, I can't think of the word.
You're talking about the state exchange?
Yes.
Federal exchange. So Wisconsin's part of the 34 other states that chose not to set up their own state exchange. And so people ask questions about the this judge or this court that made a ruling this summer saying that, hey, you can't offer these credits if you do not have a state exchange. And the same day, another judge ruled the opposite. That case probably will end up in the Supreme Court, and it'll probably be decided upon next summer.
Sure.
But I do not see any clawback of people pulling these credits back if because we did not have a state exchange. And I tell people this is evolving, and we're all part of it, and we all need to do what we can to help ourselves as much with our health, at the same time to help ourselves understand our options to make it all work.
Mm-hmm. Are any plans grandfathered, John?
Yes, plans have been grandfathered, and some have been grandfathered a little bit longer. But so the law set all these new standards, and many of the plans were able to stay until a certain time, and then some did early enrollments, so it extended another year. And I just got a letter in the mail with my individual plan that's I get to keep it for another year. So there are some grandfather plans out there, but the idea is at a certain point in time that everything will meet the standards of the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about a number of things and kind of at a high level on this Affordable Care Act, different options, and there's a lot more detail down below that for people to make a decision. Again, John, how can folks reach you if they'd like to contact you, say, next week to set up a meeting and learn about what their options are?
So we meet people in their homes. So if they call us, we can set a time up to get together. We're in our office all the time. So you can come to our office at 214 North Superior Street. We have our website where you can contact us by email on our website. But the phone number, Tony, is 735-2852.
And your website is ulnesshealth.com. That's ulness, health, HEALTH.com.
Correct. We're gearing our business where the business is going, and that's insurance becoming more of a health business.
Now, you mentioned just a few moments ago during one of the breaks that you're expanding your staff.
Yes, exciting news. My son, Eric, is joining our company.
That's great.
And we're really excited to have him on board.
So that's you and your daughter and your wife, and now Eric is going to join you.
And also my sister's there as well.
Well, wonderful. It's a growing business, and obviously you're doing something right because there's more to do and you need more people to help out.
We really appreciate when people tell us about how we made it easy for them to understand.
Yep.
And now they have a peace of mind.
And I am a testimonial to that. So you made it very easy for me, John, when I needed that. We're going to... We have another caller coming in, so we have enough time for another question while Vicki takes the call. In terms of where's the company going? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, 5 years, wow, that's a long,
that's a long time away.
But in our 14 years, I've always geared our business to pull in a bigger vision of what health insurance needs to be, and I've gotten to see how it's actually starting to happen. So we look at healthcare providers, big announcement this last week, big announcement a couple weeks ago. Providers are coming together, trying to get more efficient, trying to raise their quality.
That's a good thing.
Trying to lower cost, and it's happening throughout the whole country. Wisconsin's probably ahead of some states with some of our innovative providers that we have here.
Good. We have a caller on the line, Tom. If you can hold on, Tom, we have to take a quick break here, and we'll come back on the other side. We'll get right to you, Tom. Thanks for holding. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. Money does talk, and we're here talking about insurance premiums and things with John Elnis, and we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tony.
Thank you for holding.
I have to congratulate you for your professional job as a solo host today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's fun.
Your guest has identified a number of issues, and I appreciate it very much, but I didn't hear anything about the people who continually say, I'm not buying insurance. Could he address that issue? And I'll hang up and listen offline.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Thanks for the call. So what about the folks who just aren't going to buy insurance?
Tom, there's really no reason for people not to buy insurance because it's available. There's no pre-existing conditions. There's help with people with lower incomes, help with people with larger families. It's so important that people take care of themselves, and then that way the people that actually need a lot of help can get more help. I can tell you stories, but there's been times where I want to take someone by the shoulders and say, listen, this is your responsibility, and do not just wait for someone to come and take care of you. When plans are, you know, $10 a month, $25 a month, and yes, it's a lot of money for some people, but yet at the same time, there's decisions that all of us have to make.
I think Tom's point, too, is part of his point might be that if a lot of people just say, no, I'm not going to buy insurance, and no pre-existing condition, I'll just get it when I get hurt or get sick.
Right. And then
that hurts the whole system.
And then the sad stories and stuff happens, and people lose everything, which is really sad.
But it strains the whole system, too. If everybody would pitch in their share, it'd be a whole lot more equitable. Well, John, we're coming up in a minute and a half, a minute left. Do you have a biz tip for us?
So regarding healthcare, all of us need to know a little bit more. We need to look a little bit more at things we can do on our own, and we need to do a little bit more as well.
And where can we contact you again?
Our office is right downtown Appleton, 214 North Superior Street. It's just a block north of the Paper Valley Hotel off of College Avenue. And our phone number is 735-2852.
And your website is ulnesshealth.com, U-L-N-E-S-S. health.com. And John, you're going to be a participant in a seminar coming up on September 17th.
September 17th, and then we're at the farm market every Saturday, 8 o'clock to 12:30.
Every Saturday?
Through March.
Yep. So if you have a question for John, you can catch him at the farmer's market or register for the healthcare seminar at foxcities.score.org. John, thanks a lot for being our guest this morning on the show. Really appreciate having you on.
Thank you, Tony.
It was a good show. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.